Get lean in 15, all about a 15-minute meals. And we have with us the body coach, Joe Wicks, joining us this morning. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Bruce.
Thanks for spending a little bit of time with us. How is it possible to put together a 15-minute meal? I can't even find a recipe in that short period of time.
Yeah, I'm known as the 15-minute man, basically. So I just made really simple recipes. Like, I'm not a trained chef. I've taught myself how to cook and started posting the videos on Instagram. And, I'm all about speed because we don't have much time. So nice, quick, simple things like stir fries and curries and homemade burgers and lovely, healthy food that anyone can do and really make it fit into their life.
You've got the book Lean in 15. You talk about shift, shape, and sustain. Take me through each of those parts.
So, yeah, the 90-day plan is called, the Shift, Shape, and Sustain plan. And basically the book one is more about shifting body fat through, like, high-intensity cardio and really short home workouts. And then in book two, we call it the Shape plan, which is more about lifting weights to kind of build lean muscle and new recipes. And then the final phase is a combination of new recipes and different training, so you really progress each cycle through the thing so you can really transform your body.
What are some of the important things we talk about eating, but I guess having plenty of water is always important too, right?
Sorry, what was that, Bruce?
I was saying that not only the food we eat, but of course we need to stay hydrated, right?
Yeah, that's a really important thing. A lot of people don't really drink enough water. And basically, a hydrated body is more efficient at burning fat. So I really encourage people to kind of start, cutting out fizzy drinks and sodas and all that sort of, and even sugary juices, and having more water, because it really does help.
I guess part of this has to do with planning. You talk about, I mentioned how it took me that long to find a recipe. But if you can plan out your week, or how many meals did you plan, and what's the procedure to do that?
Yeah, so I always say to people, the busier you are, the more you need to plan and prep your meals. I call it prepping like a boss, where you go food shopping, you get all your ingredients, you sit down, you write down kind of what you're going to make for the week ahead, and you plan it into your week. And then, some people prepare their meals just the day before, so they'll have one day's prepped, or some people do the whole week, and they'll store them in the refrigerator or the freezer. And, you just got to make it fit into your life. So the more you can prep your own meals, the quicker it is and the much easier it is to get lean and stay lean.
You also talk about getting stocked up. What is that about?
So getting stocked up is like getting, clearing out your cupboards of all the junk foods and getting everything in your cupboard. So when you walk home and you open the fridge, you open your cupboards, everything is healthy, really good food. And that way, you've got no excuses, really, because then the only thing you can eat is healthy food. And that really is important for getting results and staying lean as well.
Many times people think, I'm eating it because it's there, and you have to ask them, how did it get there in the first place? And more than likely, it was brought home. So if you can keep that things out of your home, then you're less likely to choose those items if they're not there. What is the sad step? You talk about throwing away the sad step. What is that?
So the sad step is the name I've given to the bathroom scales. When people stand on them every day and weigh themselves and they get really depressed because it's not moving, I'm really encouraging people to get rid of that and focus on, the important stuff like your sleep and your training and your energy levels and, your clothes fitting looser and taking the best thing, I think, the best motivational tool is to take progress pictures. So if you take them every month, you'll see real change in your body as opposed to, the number on the scales, which often doesn't move in the way you want.
What was your introduction into health and fitness? What got you involved in this type of an occupation or lifestyle?
I've always just loved exercise. I've always been into fitness, and I was a personal trainer for 5 years, so I was doing a lot of one-to-one with clients and, boot camps and things, which I loved. And then I started to do social media where I was just sharing recipe ideas and just grew and grew. And before I knew it, I got a book deal, and then the book's doing really well in the UK. It's just become the fastest-selling cookbook of all time. Like, it's incredible. And I'm loving it. So now it's all online. I have online clients that sign up to my plan, and they do it all. I send them a meal plan and a training plan, and they do that through their own training at home, and they get amazing transformation. So it's just something that I just loved, always loved helping people get fit, really.
When anybody's putting together a meal plan, they come up with some favorites, and they also try to keep it, fresh, no pun intended. What are some of your favorites, and how do you keep it so that you're thinking, it's Tuesday, I'm eating that thing again?
I think a lot of the meals you can batch cook, so you can sort of make a couple, you can store it in the fridge or the freezer. One of my favorites is my Thai green curry, which I love, and also protein pancakes I make a lovely build-up bagel, just things that you wouldn't necessarily think a kind of diet foods, but it's all about eating them at the right time. So you can eat carbs, you can eat fats, you know, just at the right time. And if you fuel your body like this, then getting lean is actually really easy, and you don't have to starve yourself. Like, you know, most people think you've just got to eat a really low-calorie diet, but actually we know that doesn't work long-term, so you need to fuel your body more.
We're talking this morning with the body coach, Joe Wicks. The book is called Lean in 15. What about the exercise portion of this? What are the exercises, and how do we avoid getting into exercise fads and that type of thing?
Yeah, so the book contains 100 recipes, and it's got two workouts, which is things you can do at home. So they're like really simple, you know, no equipment, no excuses kind of workouts, where you can literally do it in your living room or in the garden. And it's all about high intensity, so really, really intense. Like, you do like 30 seconds of work, then you'll rest for 45 seconds, and you just repeat that for kind of 15 to 20 minutes, and it is just the right amount, and it's perfect. If you're busy and you've got kids or you've got a busy job, you can make it fit in your day. You can do it in the morning or the evening, and it's amazing how quickly you can transform your body if you do that regularly.
You said you were a personal trainer for many years. What was the best excuse you ever heard somebody give you for not doing the exercises? Did they try to come up with ones?
One of the most common excuses was, I drank a bottle of wine last night, and they just feel like they can't do it, because people often would come and train with me on a Saturday morning after being out on the booze. So I think, yeah, alcohol is one of those things that people need to kind of, if you're serious about getting in shape, you definitely don't drink the night before you're going to train.
Absolutely. You want to stay there. And the best thing to drink is mostly water for the most part, I would assume, when you're doing your exercises and even when you're having your meals, I suppose. That's your beverage of choice.
Yeah, I mean, water is just such a great thing. And not people don't drink enough water, but I always say to my clients, try and increase that, because it really does. It helps your body digest food better. You can burn more fat. It's the key, actually. Hydration is really important. So people, yeah, should definitely cut out your fizzy drinks, get the sugar out of your life, because we all love a sweet fizzy drink, but they're the things that are actually going to make you gain body fat.
It's called Lean in 15. Joe Wicks, our guest this morning, the body coach. Joe, if people want to find out more about this and hook up with you online, where's a good place to do that? How do they do that?
Yep, so my website's thebodycoach.co.uk, and my social media channels are on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Snapchat, and my handle is @thebodycoach.
I suppose you get out some inspirational things, too, to keep people motivated. That's a key for a personal trainer, right?
Yeah, I do. Give out a lot of free content. I love posting. I've posted hundreds of recipes on my Instagram, and I do free workout videos on my YouTube channel and also Facebook. Yeah, so a lot of videos, a lot of free workouts and recipes. Yeah, so check it out, and it's going to get you lean.
We appreciate your time this morning, Joe. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Thanks. Have a good day. Cheers.